achieving my ideal in the long run. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Achieving my ideal in the long run. What is our ideal? What is our ideal? My ideal is to live a life of happiness, to live a life of contentment, to live a life believing in myself. Now, to do this takes quite a bit of awareness, because I'm looking at the world about me, and the world about me sometimes is not too happy. And as I look at the world about me that's not too happy, I am not too happy, and thereby achieving my goal in the long run seems rather difficult. And of course it will always be difficult as long as I look at the world around me. I have spent most of my life being a reflector of what's going on around me. And my attitude within is looking at that world that's going on around me and saying, that's something I have nothing to do with. I have no power to control, to operate. And yet I have all the power in the world. I have all the power in the world to take care of what's going on in my world right now. We've talked about the idea that the things that go on in our world are what we give our attention to, because that's what's going on inside of us. We're thinking about the circumstances in the world, and we're putting our attention on those circumstances, and we're saying those circumstances are what it's all about. Well, in the long run, that's not what it's all about. In the long run, what it's all about is what I have done moment by moment, what I have done every single instant of my life. I have the opportunity to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You've heard me say that 100 million times, and I'm very happy saying it. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, conditions may belie that. Conditions may speak out and say, hey, if that's the perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body, I don't want that. I want one that is whole and perfect. Yes, I know. And if I have, in the long run and the short run, my total observation onto everything that is good and beautiful, then that is what I will experience. Whatever I think in my heart, that is who I am. Whatever I think in my soul, that is who I am. Whatever I look at in the world about me, that is who I am. I am that which I outpicture. And I outpicture that which I am within myself. And if I say to myself, in the long run, this is good, this is beautiful, I must also say in the short run, this is good, this is beautiful, because I cannot allow myself for one second to think about anything other than a good and beautiful world. I received an email from a person today, and the email was telling me about how much they enjoy life and how much life means to them, and yet how confused they are. They don't know what it is that makes them happy. They say that they have done things that did not fulfill them, that they have allowed themselves to have attitudes that did not fulfill them. They allowed themselves to drift off into memories, into concepts, all of which were not revealing, not rewarding to them. And I thought to myself, you silly, silly, silly. The very long range that you're putting on all these things makes them something very sad indeed, because you're not looking at the ideal. You're not looking at the perfect being that you are. Now, That person who wrote is a person who is a very lovely person, a very dedicated person, a very sincere person, a very beautiful person, and a very happy person, basically. But that person looks at other people in her world, and as she looks at other people in her world, what happens? She begins to think that those other people are who she is. Now, what is her responsibility? Her responsibility is to look inside of herself and find the fabulous being that's there, the beautiful being that's there, the wonderful, desirable, outstanding being that's there, and then reflect that out into her world. And as she reflects that out into her world, what is she going to find out? She's going to find out that the world out there is exactly what she believes about herself inside herself. So, it's very important for us to keep a clean house. Very important for us to keep our house in order. Because if we don't, the world is going to appear as our disorderly house. Or the world is going to appear as our orderly, divine, wonderful house. Now, what kind of a world do you want? What kind of a world do you want? Well, then think about that world. Do you have a happy, healthy body? Think about your happy, healthy body. Think about how your body delights in all the happy things that it thinks about. Think about that. Know that. Believe that. Enjoy that. But that cannot happen if you have a disorderly house, if you have a disorderly inside. You see, the long run is going to always be a reflection of what's going on inside of us. And if we're going to look at tomorrow, and we're going to look at yesterday, and we're going to look at all the things that are going on in the world outside of us with an attitude that all is not in order, then truly all is not in order and never will be. It never can be for you and for me. If I have a disorderly house, if I am looking through disorderly eyes at the world is going to be a disorderly place. Now, where do we start with putting the world in order for ourselves? Where do we start in putting outside world in ideal framework for us, in the perfect pattern? Well, we don't do it by going to movies that are not harmonious with who we are. We don't do it by going to horror movies. We don't do it by going to murder mysteries. We don't do it by going to those things. Oh, but that's interesting. Oh, go right ahead. If that's where your heart wants to be, you go right ahead. However, if your life is to be a beautiful, glorious expression of all that is good, then you must go to those things that are always glorious and good. It's just that easy. If you want to talk dirty, then you will live in a dirty world. If you want to talk angry, you're going to live in an angry world. If you're going to talk peace, you're going to live in a peaceful world. You haven't got time in the allness of your life, nor I. We do not have time in the allness of our life to spend one moment being unhappy with ourselves. We do not have the time to spend one moment reflecting into the outer world around us an unhappy being. Because it grows and grows and grows if we let it go out. If the sunshine of our heart is not sunshine, but unhappiness. If the sunshine of our heart is judgment, if it is unhappiness, if it is a feeling that the world is not in order, then that's our world. If we see the world through glorious eyes, through our sunshine eyes, through our delightful eyes, the world will be a very wonderful place to live in. But you see, first we have lived in that world inside of ourselves. First we have lived in what is our ideal realization, achieving our ideal by thinking about it. We achieve our ideal by looking at it. We achieve our ideal by being it. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. If that is the only thought I have in my thought, in my thinking system, that's the only experience I'll have. You say, but I don't have only those. That's right, because you don't have a clean house. You've got to clean up your house and have in your house, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. If you don't like yourself, you can be sure you're not going to like the world around you. And you're going to be sure nobody in the world around you is going to like you, because they'll say, you know what you're doing. If you don't like yourself, there must be some things about yourself that are pretty unlikable. And that's not true. Everything about us is very likable. As we achieve our ideal, we find that we are living in a harmonious, likable world. We're living in a world of peace and harmony and goodness. We're living in a world of joy. We're living in a world of magic that we have created, that we have developed, that we have realized. In the long run, it's a continuous moment by moment, day by day, experience by experience. As I put my thoughts in order, as I put my house in order, as I put my experience in order, as I put my life in order. Now, we can look at ourselves and say, here I am 80 years old, 90 years old, here I am 30, 40 years old, here I am 10, 12 years old, here I am whatever I am. Oh, and look at that life that I've led up to this point. Look at all the unhappiness and all the illness and all the sickness and the age. And oh, dear, oh, dear. Yes, yes, isn't that something? Okay, now, I invite you to go with me to the movie called Paradise. Now, I'm just creating the movie in my heart. And the movie called Paradise is, what do I think paradise is? What do I think the most ideal situation for living is? Okay, just outwardly speaking, a paradise is a place that is just absolutely perfect for all of my environment. All of the temperature is just wonderful. All the weather is just wonderful. All the scenery is just wonderful. I see mountains, I see valleys, I see hills. I go through the valleys, and I'm so happy there. I see all the flowers growing, and the trees growing, and the plants growing, and I see everything in divine order. And I stop by, and I look down, and I say, oh, wow, there's a carrot. And I reach down and pull it out and wipe it off and have a carrot. And I walk along further, and I say, oh, there's an apple tree. Look at that beautiful apple. And I reach up and take an apple, and I eat it, and I'm so happy. And I come to a beautiful bubbling stream down the side of the mountain from the glacier up above. And I say, look at that wonderful water. And I take my hands, and I cup them, and I splash it over my face, and I take mouthfuls and drink it down and say, oh, how glorious, how wonderful. And I go on through my paradise. And I see a distant hill, and I see all sorts of beautiful colors coming from the hill, and I think, what is that hill? I must go take a look. And I'm there. I don't have to run, walk, I don't have to drive. I think about it. And I'm there, and I look at the flowers, and I look at the sea of color that is all about me, and I think it's so beautiful, and I walked deep into the sea of color. And all of them give me a fragrance that glorify my senses beyond anything I could ever have dreamed. And I lay down in this bed of beautiful, gentle flowers. And they caress me, and they say, "Welcome, Herb. It's so nice to have you appreciate us." And I say, "Well, I created you. Yeah, we know. And we're happy to be created by your happy heart, Herb. Because you're always happy. You're always doing wonderful things. You're always thinking beautiful things, Herb. It's so wonderful to be in your creative world. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my." And I look up at the mountaintop. And I see there the beautiful white snow all over. And I think, I wonder. And so, there, pop, I'm up there. But I'm in my magnificent body that senses what I want to sense. And I do not have any feeling of cold. I do not have any feeling of wind. I do not have any feeling of anything. I just am there. I just am there in the beauty of that snowy mountaintop. I'm there in the beauty of the wind that gently blows the little drifts of snow here and there. And I think, oh yes, where else have I seen that? In a desert. And so I look down, and there is a desert. And I say, I shall go there to the desert. And in a moment, in an instant, in my thought, I am there in the desert. And there had been a light rain the night before, and the desert had popped alive with all the flowers that are there. And as the sun came up, the flowers glistened and glowed and looked so beautiful, and soon they were gone. They were just a figment of my experience, just a momentary thing that I chose to have. And as I stood there in this beautiful, vast desert, the gentle winds were blowing the sand here and there, not in any way, in a negative way, just in a lovely, beautiful way. And I watched the sand, because I am the creator of that experience. I am the creator of that vision. I am the creator, and it is my creation. And as my creation, it is beautiful and good. And then I look at my body standing there, and I say, wow, did I do a good job on that body. Look at it. It is expressing its original purity and integrity. It is ideal. Every cell of that body is absolutely perfect. That's my body. That's my reflection. Those eyes, they see everything beautiful and good. They are purposely designed to see all that is good and beautiful. Those are my eyes. Those are my glorious eyes. Those are my beautiful eyes that see all things beautiful and good. And how fortunate I am. And I smell. I have a nose that smells and senses all of the fragrance, the very fragrance from the desert to the mountains, to the valleys, to the hills. And all about me, the fragrance is good and very good. And I taste the flowers, I taste the fruits, I taste the foods, I taste the wind, and all is good and beautiful, and all is magnificent. And I look around me more, and I feel the gentleness of the breeze as it caresses my body. I feel the gentleness of the sun as it spreads warmth across the earth and across me. And I am the director of it. I am the one that is achieving my ideal in the long run, looking at all things and calling them beautiful and good, looking at all things and knowing that those things are my creation. Those things are who and what I am. From this day forward, I know that I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of my body. I am the creator of all that I experience. And all that I experience is good and very good, and so I shall call it and name it forever and ever. Into my eternity, into my past, into my present, into my future, into my allness. I live in eternity now. I live in the long run now. I live in my ideal beingness right now. I am that I am. And I've created all of this by seeing it first in my mind, first in my being, and then I radiate it outward, and I create it in my world. And in an instant, I can not stop creating it and create something totally different. But what I created either goes on or ceases to be, according to my thought about it. And if I create something that I call something less than I want, I give it no more power, and it ceases to exist. It ceases to have any relevance in my world. And I put my thought on that which I choose to experience, and that has the relevance in my world and the reality in my world and is my world. So this day, I put my thought on who and what I am. I put my thought on the ideal that I am. I put my thought on the reality that I am. I am that I am. I put my thought this moment on my healthy body, on my abundant universe, on my harmonious world. All my creation right now. And I look at them, and they're here for the long run. They're here forever. They're here for me. I achieve my ideal by thinking about my ideal, by living my ideal, and by being my ideal. It's just waiting for me. Whatever I think about, that is my experience. And I think about all that is good and beautiful, desirable and right now. And now and forevermore, that is mine. And that is me. And that is who I am. I achieve my ideal in the long run by living in the now. Have a glorious day. Experience all the goodness just as I do every moment of my life. And I'm not too old to do it, not too young to do it, not too smart to do it, not too dumb to do it. I just visualize in my mind right now my perfection, and my world shines back the perfection I visualize in my mind right now. Join me. It's a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.